Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, who gives us the victory in life and in death. Dear Terry, dear family, dear loved ones and friends of Wayne Bliss. The text for our meditation and application to our daily walk of faith is taken from Romans chapter 8, just one verse, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. These are the words of our Lord. Let us pray. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. If you knew Wayne, even if it was just for a little while, you probably knew that Wayne was a sports fan. The very first time I ever met Wayne, he and Terry stopped by while I was moving into the parsonage, and Wayne was decked out in San Francisco Giants gear, and I was wearing a Golden State Warriors shirt, and of course, then we struck up a conversation about sports and our favorite sports teams, and I knew right away that Wayne and I would get along very well. Wayne and Terry usually got to church early, got there about half an hour before Bible class started each Sunday, and Wayne and I would usually talk sports for a bit. It was usually about the Warriors. We talked before Bible class began. Wayne loved his Bay Area sports teams. It's very fitting that the photo that Terry sent me to put in the bulletin was a picture of Wayne wearing a 49ers t-shirt. And I thought this past week about some of the great teams that Wayne got to see play over the past few decades. He really was pretty blessed as a sports fan when you think about it. His favorite teams won a lot of titles. There was the 49ers and their dynasties in the 80s and the 90s and all the Super Bowls they won. The Giants, who won World Series titles, three of them in the 2010s. And of course, most recently, the Warriors winning four NBA titles since 2015. Wayne got to see a lot of championship teams, and he got to cheer his teams on to victory many, many times. As great as those teams were, however, none of them were victorious every single time. None of them were undefeated, not even just for a whole season. Wayne saw his share of losses, saw his share of losing seasons with all of his sports teams. But thankfully, and most importantly, Wayne was also part of a very enthusiastic part of a team that has never lost. A team that is undefeated and undefeatable. And because of this, we can truly say that we are gathered today to celebrate a victory. As the words of our responsive reading from earlier declared, "But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Victory? Today? Really? Truly? Not be honest? Yes. That is the truth. It's not an oversell. It's not a euphemism. It's not some trite Christian term that we use to try and deny the reality of the pain and the sadness and the loss that we feel at Wayne's passing. Because the reality is he will be deeply missed by many. There's absolutely no denying that. And so yes, there is sadness. There's pain. And there's loss. But today truly is a victory service in every sense of the word. There is victory because of Jesus. Victory for Wayne and victory for us. I invite you to look again at the words of our sermon text, Romans 8, verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Despite the losses in this life, despite the pain, the illness, and the suffering that Wayne had to endure, especially at the end of his life, there truly is victory. Why? Because, as the Apostle Paul says in our text, our sufferings at the present time are not worth comparing with the glory that Wayne is now experiencing in heaven. Because of Jesus and what he did for Wayne, Wayne is now experiencing the true meaning of his last name, bliss. Not just for a moment, not just for a lifetime, but forever. Thanks be to God that Wayne knew this. Earlier, Terry shared with me some of the Bible passages that Wayne had saved from one of those daily scripture calendars. She shared with me some of those verses, and some of the passages that Wayne saved showed his confidence in this eternal victory that was his in Christ. A few of the verses were these. 2 Samuel 22:2. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Psalm 48:14. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. And then one of those cards had this the words of Jesus from John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. These promises and these words from God were what moved Wayne to put his trust in Jesus, even in death. And these words and promises of our God were what moved Wayne to live his life the way he lived it, to the glory of Jesus, who had given him the victory. It was very evident in the way that Wayne lived his life. In a congregation full of very warm and friendly people, Wayne was one of the warmest and one of the friendliest. He had a genuine heart for people. He was constantly thinking of others and asking, how are you doing? Wayne served as an elder of in our congregation, held various positions on our church council during his time with us at St. Stephen, including as chairman of our mission committee. Very fitting for him. He loved to talk to people, loved to do outreach. And a few years back, I remember very fondly Wayne striking up a friendship with one of our young students at our school, a little boy named Oliver. And he encouraged Oliver very much in his faith. I think he felt a very close connection with Oliver. I think they had a similar interest in trains, I believe it was, that sparked conversation. And he encouraged Oliver in his faith and was the one who really encouraged Oliver to be baptized. And so when the family had a private baptism for Oliver, there was Wayne and Terry, invited to the ceremony as well, and they arrived with a present. And that present, I know, moved Oliver and his family very deeply. After every Sunday service, I usually close with a blessing saying, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And without fail, as I left the church each Sunday, as I walked by Wayne's pew, Wayne would always say to me, and also with you, Pastor. I appreciated his thoughtfulness of always saying that every Sunday as I walked out, he wanted to give me a blessing as well. That's the part I had circled that I said I'm probably not going to get through that part without choking up a bit, so I apologize. And I'm sure that all of you who knew Wayne have many treasured memories of him as well. Remember the kind of caring man that he was. And there is victory in that. There's victory in the blessing of a life well lived to the glory of God. There is victory in the blessing of the time that we were able to spend with Wayne. There's victory in the memories that we will always be able to cherish. But those victories are in no way the greatest victory that we celebrate today. These things that I've mentioned about Wayne are not the reason we call this a victory service. Not the reason we can call this a victory service, even in death. No, this is a victory service because of Christ. So let me share with you verses that are a few verses further on in Romans chapter 8, the chapter from which our sermon text is taken. Let's read these words of comforting eternal victory. Romans 8, 35 and 37 through 39. What will separate us from the love of Christ? Will trouble or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? No. In all of these things, We are more than conquerors through him, through Christ, who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor rulers, neither things present nor things to come, nor powerful forces, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. More than conquerors through him who loved us. That's what verse 37 of Romans chapter 8 says. More than conquerors. And the word that's used there in that phrase in the Greek is the word for victory. In that phrase, that word literally means a super conqueror, to be completely victorious, to win out over something completely. Notice, however, what that verse does not say. It does not say you are more than a conqueror because of yourself. It doesn't say you are more than a conqueror because of your health or your situation in life. Or you are more than a conqueror except if you have cancer or an illness or if you're nearing the end of your life. No, it says you are more than conquerors, and it has nothing to do with our circumstance. It has everything to do with Christ, what he has done for Wayne and for all of us. More than conquerors, completely victorious. That description fits Wayne perfectly. Not because Wayne was perfect. No, he came here each Sunday confessing his sins in the worship service, just like the rest of us. No, Wayne was not perfect. Terry could probably tell us more than anyone else. Wayne was not perfect. He knew that. But Jesus was and is. Even in sickness and in death, Wayne was completely victorious. He is more than a conqueror because of Christ. Wayne knew and believed the words and promises of Jesus, his Savior. He knew and believed that because Jesus rose from the dead victoriously, he too would rise to eternal life in heaven with him. As Jesus himself put it in one of our scripture readings from earlier today, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? By God's grace, Wayne did believe this. And as a result, he is more than a conqueror. He is now experiencing the eternal bliss of victory in heaven with Jesus. Victory. More than conquerors through Christ who loved us. What a comfort. It's a comfort for us because, you see, Jesus did not just love Wayne. He loves us. He lived for us. He was holy for you and for me because we could not be. He died that we might live. He lives that we might never die. Wayne knew this, and that's why he clung so tightly to Jesus. He knew that without Jesus, there was no Wayne. Without Jesus, there is no true joy today. There is no true victory. But thanks be to God, who has given Wayne and us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Please rise. And that peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.